Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during June. For summer lovers in the Northern Hemisphere, June is a great month. The solstice, when daylight is longest, comes on the 21st at 7:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On this date, the midday sun passes directly overhead from anywhere along the Tropic of Cancer, which runs around the Earth at a latitude of 23.5 degrees north. But if you love to savor the night sky, this is a minimalist month because the nights are so short. For most of us, evening twilight doesn't end until 9 p.m. or later, which makes it tougher to observe, especially if you want to bring your kids along. If you'll recall, for a few days back in April, you got to see four bright planets at once, and three of those, Venus, Mars, and Saturn, are still around. So let's start with the most obvious of these. Venus is that unmistakable gleaming beacon over in the west after sunset. How soon can you spot it after the sun dips below the horizon? You can start looking right at sunset, and maybe even a bit sooner. Little by little, this evening star is inching upward in the twilight, an arc that will peak in August. Around mid-June, Venus lines up with the stars Pollux and Castor, which are a bit to its right. In the days before and afterward, watch how Venus remains buoyed above the horizon as these two stars sink lower in the twilight glow. Now let's turn to Mars and Saturn. The red planet is a snap to find. Just look to the upper left of Venus until you find two well-matched stars. One really is a star, Regulus, and the other is Mars. Don't be fooled by their cozy pairing, though. Mars and Regulus are more than 77 light-years apart. Can you tell which is which based on their color? Even though Mars is the one with the warmer glow, it's downright frigid compared to the 20,000-degree fireball that marks the heart of the constellation Leo. Keep an eye on these two. On March 6th, Mars and Regulus are less than 1 degree apart, easily covered with your fingertip held at arm's length. After that, the red planet slides about a half degree per day to the star's upper left. Now to find Saturn, just draw an imaginary line from Venus toward upper left, then keep going past Regulus and Mars until you reach the next bright beacon in the sky. There you go, you've arrived at Saturn. This seems to be the month for alignments, because by the end of June you'll see that all four of these objects, Venus, Regulus, Mars, and Saturn, will be equally spaced across a wide swath of the evening sky. Hold up your fist at arm's length, and you'll see that they're all separated by about one fist, or roughly 10 degrees of sky. Now, if you extend that line to the left yet again, about three fists from Saturn, you soon reach the bright, icy white star Spica, which is in the constellation Virgo, the Maiden. Now keep going, extend the line even farther left until you hit the equally bright but distinctly reddish star called Antares. It's in Scorpius. Antares is hovering just above the southeast horizon as it gets dark, so if you don't see it, try again in an hour or so. That imaginary line you drew from Venus to Mars to Saturn is called the ecliptic. It's the line that the bright planets follow in the sky throughout the year. All the zodiac constellations, like Leo, Virgo, and Scorpius, also lie along this line. It's actually defined by the sun's yearly motion across the sky. The moon also appears near the ecliptic. It'll pass a few degrees under it as it marches eastward this month, beginning as a hair-thin crescent about June 14th and culminating as a full moon on the 26th. Now this full moon has an added bonus, a partial lunar eclipse, which will be visible to you early risers out west. The moon's northern half will glide through Earth's dark umbra, or shadow, beginning at 3:17 a.m. Pacific time on the 26th. The eclipse maximum occurs at 4:38 a.m. Think of this lunar cover-up as a warm-up act for the total solar eclipse that follows at new moon 2 weeks later. But for that, you'll have to be out in the Pacific Ocean to see it. Let's talk about one more star that's prominent on June evenings. It's called Arcturus, and you'll find it almost directly overhead as the sky gets dark. Arcturus is the third brightest star in the nighttime sky, in part because it's fairly close by, only 27 light-years away. Its name comes from ancient Greek and means guardian of the bear. Sure enough, if you look nearby, a little to the north, you'll see the Big Dipper, which is part of the constellation Ursa Major, the Big Bear. I mentioned that Arcturus is almost overhead, but for the Hawaiian Islands, it truly does pass directly overhead. Long ago, Polynesian navigators named it Hokulea, meaning the Star of Joy. At other times of night or during the year, when Arcturus isn't so high up, you can find this star easily by just following the arc made by the Big Dipper's handle. In fact, sky watchers have a cute way of remembering this trick. They say, use the Big Dipper's handle to arc to Arcturus. Now, next month, I'll tell you more about how different cultures have imagined and named the constellations. Until then, I wish you clear skies.